mincha be erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you mistake, you didn't make mincha. Is mispalo b'leil Shabbos time? You had a lot you can make up for it by marav daven tushmon esrei. The chiddush is even though marav now you daven tushmon esrei. So Shabbos, so what? You're making up, you're doubling an extra tefillah, that's a mistake in the tefillah that you missed by mincha. Who are then? Toyev lo yispalo mincha b'Shabbos, on Shabbos itself, you missed by mincha, you didn't daven mincha, you overslept. It is mispalo b'moytsoy Shabbos tayim sholchoyim. It comes marav, he's supposed to daven two shmon esrei, and shittri about, now it's moytsoy Shabbos tchoyim. Both shmon esrei have to be sholchoyim. Now, mavdo b'rishoyna. Always the klal is, when you have a tashlum, you want to daven two. The first one is for the chayiv, but the first one has to be now for marav, and the second tefillah is for the tashlumin. So about the first one is for the chayiv, now mitzvah Shabbos, you're supposed to stay havdalah in davening. So in the first one you have to be mavdol. Mavdol b'rishayin, you're supposed to say havdalah in the first shmon esrei. V'yein ha-mavdol b'shniyah, then the second shmon esrei, since it's only a tashlumin, for mincha on Shabbos, that has no din to say havdalah, you don't have to say havdalah in the second shmon esrei. Rashi mavdo b'rishayna, tam rishayna mispala b'shvil tefillah shal achshav. That's the yisoy. Every tashlumim, the first one is shal chayva achshav. Lefikach oima bo havdola b'chayna nadoas. V'yashniya hi b'shvil tashlumei tefillah Shabbos. Ain't a mavdo bo. Since the second tefillah tashlumim now is to make up for a tefillah of Shabbos, you don't have to say havdola in that. So the more achidish now. You made a mistake. Not a mistake, deliberately. You only made Havdalah in the second Shmon Esrei. For Loi Hivdo B'Rishoyna, but when you said your first Shmon Esrei, you did not say Havdalah. So by doing this, you're more or less showing the first one you didn't say Havdalah. Why? Because you want your first one to be like a Tashlumim for the Mincha you missed on Shabbos. And the second one you're saying Havdalah, you want that to be Yechayim. So deliberately, you're saying the first one is for Tashlumim, and the second one is for my Chayiv, then you're not Yoytzer the first Shmon Esrei. You're not allowed to daven the Tashlumim first. It has to, be the Chayiv has to come first, the Mara first, then the Tashlumim. So Locher is, Shniya Osoloi, the second Shmon Esrei, you daven the Shem Chayiv, you said Havdalah, that's a good Shmon Esrei for Mara right now. But Rishayna Loi Osoloi, the first Shmon Esrei, since you did not say Havdalah in it, is mashma, you're making that to be for the tashlum of mincha. So since you didn't daven the chayva, there's not a zman to say tefillah tashlumim. You're not yoytz at all. It's like you didn't daven. So all you have is the second shmon esrei. That's the chayva, and now you have to daven a second time to make up tashlumim for mincha. So tomorrow, the chayva. Just to say that tefillah. No, when you daven, you have to daven the chayva first, and then the tashlumim. So the more the chivon the layavda the kamaisa, since you did not say Abdullah the first tefillah, is command like solely dummy, as if you didn't daven that one the same chayva. Mainly you're not yoitz. But agav will be medai that the havamina right now is since you didn't say Abdullah the first shmon esrei, you're not yoitz samarav. If you want to be medai now, mashma somebody daven samarav on mitzvah Shabbos and he leaves out Abdullah, he's not yoitz the chayv, he's not yoitz the daveni marav. That's going to be the most kash. So we know not like that. For the Gemara, command the Lloyd Solidom, you madrinan lay. The Khurat Adiq from here, that since the first one, you didn't say Havdalah, so you're blab like a Davamar without Havdalah, you're not Yoit Samar, you'd have to Davamar over again. For the Gemara Minu, that's in Allah, not that way. The Minu Toye, Voloy Hiske, Gevurus Kishama, but Chiasamason. He didn't say Masha, Ruach, Amar, Dagoshim. Or else, Shayla, Bebirchas Ashonim. He didn't say the same Talmotor is Machzir Noisa. If you miss these things, then you have to daven Shmon Esrei over again. Vashenki, when it comes to Mitzoy Shabbos by Marav, Havdolah B'chayin Hados, if somebody daven Marav when he left out, Havdolah, he didn't say Atochen Antonu, is Ein Machzir Noisa. You don't have to daven Marav over again. Why? Because there's a corner to make Havdolah later on the Kais, so you can be Yetzir saying Havdolah on the Kais. You don't have to daven Shmon Esrei over again. So not the more kasha, but the more by kasha. About you see here if you daven Shmarav without saying Havdalah, you are Yoytz Shmarav. You don't have to daven over again. So why in our case when you have to say two tefillahs, where you said the first one without Havdalah and the second one with Havdalah, we say since the first one was without Havdalah, you're not Yoytz the Shmon Esrei Shmarav. Only the second one blighted the Shmon Esrei Shmarav, and you have to daven the third Shmon Esrei. about the Loch Rid, even without Havdolah Yoitzah Shemin Esrei, the first one should be L'shem Marv. Try the Gemara by Kasha. Usually the klal is when the Gemara says the Kasha, not a Tiyufta, Kasha just means like, let's stand still. Like, there is a Teretz for it, just we're not going to go into Teretz right now. Tiyufta means it's up to Shlug and there's no Terutzim. So the Shemin, the place the Rosh Oifinot says, the Pasha Teretz Lechura. The Teretz is that if you just daven in Shemin Esrei, Moitzoi Shabbos, and you left out Atochen Antonu, so Yetzu the Shemin Esrei. But here we're talking about when a person has to daven two Shemin Esreis. One for Chayv and one for Tashlumin. Now what he did was, the first one he didn't say Havdolah, and the second one he did say Havdolah. So here, since he said Havdolah the second one, he's like telling us, Klaw, what was his Kavon of Ashatid Davin the first one? He meant it only for Tashlumin. That's why he didn't say Havdolah. For Raya, the second one, he did say Havdolah. So he's like telling us, Klaw, the first one was only for Tashlumin, and the second was for the Chayv of Marav. So that you can't be into the first Shemin Esrei then. That's the halacha. The chayv has to come first, and the second tefillah could be for the tashlumim, what you missed throughout the day. But you're not allowed to daven the tashlumim first. So that's why you're not yetsa. Hey, by not saying havdol in the first Shemin Esrei, you're like telling us, what are you davening now for? For the tashlumim of mincha. It's not as much to daven mincha now. Now it's as much to daven marav. Marav has to come first. So it's only here we say you're not yetsim. But a regular Shemin Esrei by marav, if you skip tatochen antonu, about the yetsim, you have to be chayzer. Itma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Omar. Tfilois, Ovois Tiknu. Yisoid of Davening, Shachris, Mincha, Marav, is from the Yovis. Rabbi Shua, Ben Levi, Omar. Tfilois, Kineged, Timidim, Tiknu. No, the Anshek Nesak, Derlo, is Masakne, Kineged, the Kabonis. Rishonim say there's no spirit, both will Masakne it. Savrom, Yitzhak, Yaakov, will Masakne, Matil, Dinyin, to Daven three times a day. That's how we know we're supposed to Daven three times a day. Now later, the Anshek Nesak, Derlo, they will Masakne, the Nusach, Tfilois. They put down the Yud Ches Brochus. As by Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, there wasn't the Nusach Hada Davin. The Rambam says, whoever wants to daven to Hashem, any Nusach you want, any tefillah you have is good. Now later, the answer to Knesset Sagdela was Mesach in the Brochus Yud Ches. They made it, they made it Nochat Tekona, Kineged the Temidim, Kineged the Kavonis. It's really both are ends. So the more years, Tanya Kavosid, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that was Kineged the Ovis, he was only Kineged the Ovis. But Tani Gavos Reb Shua Ben Levi, there was also Kineged Temidim, Kineged the Kabonis. More Tani Gavos Reb Yosef Reb Chanina. Avraham Tiken Tefillah Shachris. Avraham was the first one to daven Tefillah Shachris. Minat HaKonar, like for Klal Yisrael, everybody should say Shachris. Shenemar, Vayashkim Avraham Baboikim, Elamokim Asher Omat Shom. He got up early in the morning, that's the Raya Shachris is in the morning. Elamokim Asher Omat Shom, he stood there. V'yena Mid Elot Tefillah. Amid always means davening. Shenema vayamoy Pinchos vayasalo. Pinchos stood up and he davened. You see, Amida goes on tefillah. Shrashi, Ovois Tiknum, the Shrashi, Kedetoni v'Brais l'Kameh, the Brais soon say, Kineged Temidim Tiknum, Shrashi, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. There's no machlokes really, he just holds that the answer to Knesset HaGdolah was mistaken the Loshen, or the Yud Ches Brochus, and now mistaken Kineged Temidim, Kineged the Kabonis. Yitzchok tiken tefillas mincha. Yitzchok was mistaken tefillas mincha. Shenema v'yetze Yitzchok nesuach basoda lift my serif. He went outside to talk in the field. V'yein tzicha ela tefillas. Tzicha here means loshen tefillah davin. Shenema tefillu l'oni kiyetav v'vnei Hashem yishpach tzicha. You see loshen tzicha goes on tefillah. Zero so Yitzchok went out to talk meets the davin mincha. Yaakov tiken tefillas arvis. Shenema v'yitzchok v'amokim. He met the place v'yolen shom. V'yein pigiya ela tefillah. Pigiya always means loshen tefillah davening. Shenem mother posik says, V'yato al tispalel, V'yadom azeh, V'yatiso v'adom, Rino tefillah. V'yatifka di, Mashmatifka di goes on loshen tefillah. He's don't daven right now. See, loshen v'yifka means loshen tefillah. So more of a tanya, kavosu de Yeshua Belevi, we bring a raya, the Yeshua Belevi, that we're masakin, Anshek Nesu, that was masakin, the Kineged Kavonis. Nesneima, Oma, Omru, Tfilas HaShacharat Katzois. Like there's no Spira, Vada Avrom was Masakin Shachris. But now when Asher Zeth Magdal was Masakin it, they gave the Zman till how long he could daven. Only until Katzois, or else according to view the Adalat choice. So now, we're saying the Tam. Nesneima, Omru, Tfilas HaShacharat Katzois. Why does our Mishnah say only till Katzois? Shirmei Tomid, Shoshacha, Korob, Oyla, Fat Katzois. That's what Tanakam holds. That you're allowed to bring the Talmud Shoshachar until Chatzos. Reb Yehuda Leima Ad Arba Shoyis, though only the first 4 hours of the day, you could daven Shachris. Why? Sharei Tomid, Shel Shachar, Korob Hoylech Ad Arba Shoyis. That is the Machlokes in Hilkos Kabonis, till how long was Christ allowed to bring the Tomid Shel Shachar? If you know they can only bring it the first 4 hours, that's called Boiker. Boiker only means the first 4 hours. The Chumash say no, Boiker means till Chatzos is called Boiker. But Kofan, you see, claw that Shachris is Mesukin Kineged by Tomid Shel Shachar. Shashi Kineged to meet them Tiknun, yet the Yehuda Svirlei Shein Tomid Shel Shachar Korob Elaad Abashois. As even as Mount Beis Hamikdash, the Tomid Shel Shachar was only brought till Abashois. Right, the Bright says, Umos Neima Ormu Tfilas Amin Chadar, how come Tfilas Amin Chas till the night? Or Ben Yehudah says, right from his Gemara, means only till Shkia Sachama, you could have a Mincha. Sherei Tomid Shel Ben Habayim Korav Ohelech Ad Erev, that the Tomid Shel Bayim was brought until Erev. This is Rabbeinu Yehuda's Raya, that the Korav Shel Ben Habayim, the Zrikas Adam, Dam, the Gemara's Lachem says Klaw, becomes possible by Shkiyat Hacham. So if you say that Minchas connected the Tomid Shel Ben Habayim, they could make the Zrikas Adam after Shkiyat Hacham. No, that's his sheet that you have to dab a Mincha before Shkiyat. Rabbi Yehuda Reiner Ad Plag HaMincha. If you the whole know, Mincha could only daven until Plag HaMincha. That's an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia Tachama. Why? That's Yishita Sherei Tomet Shobain Habayim Korav Oilach Ad Plag HaMincha. That's still how long you bring the Tomet Shobain Habayim. See, even though Medirayisa, what you could bring until the night time, but that was the minute. The minute then was to bring it Ad Plag HaMincha, and never to make it later than then. That was the minute, with the Rabbonim. The mel when you're mistaken, tefillas mincha, it was also only until plaga mincha. And if they might omru tefillas erev ein makfa, how come marv gedavim the whole night? Shirei evorim ufidorim shtonis achlu. What they didn't bring any special korban at night. The locha was all the evorim and the pidorim is the meat that's supposed to be burnt from the korban. Shoyim could be burnt throughout the whole night. Shirei evorim, that means the evorim, the pieces of meat of the korban oilo, that you burnt all the meat. Ufidorim, the fast of all the kabonis, so it is after the berif that wasn't burnt up by the fire when it came to Yisachamam, crave and welcome kolalayla. Allah is your ladder burned on his bed the whole night. It doesn't come sulina till the next morning. So that's why marv is the whole night time. Trashi evorim shalaylas, the pieces of meat of the korban oilah, there you even burnt the meat. Ufidorim shal shar kabonis, means the fat, the chaylov of shar kabonis. That's the imurim that's burnt on the mizbeach. Shenizrak domem koydim shkiyat hacham, a klof from Rashi. The halacha of the korban is always the zrikas adam has to be before shkiyat hacham. So from the says the tomet shel bein habayim was always brought before shkiyat. So that these shittis we shayin mit yatad av minchi before shkiyat. Shkiyat hacham, kravin, kol halaylo, man ashenken, burning the fat, you could burn the whole night. O kened dom tikno tfil sarvis. Kened the burning of the fat and the kabar and the pedor, the Ivorim was Tfilas Arvis. Right, the Mephnei Ma'omu Shem Musaf and Kol Ayoi, why do we pass in Yidav and Musaf the whole day, until Shkiyat Hakama, Shirei Korbin Shem Musaf and Kor of Kol Ayoi, that's Tanakh HaMashita. On Shabbos and Yom Tezim, you can bring the Musaf the whole day. Yav Yudu Lai Ma'at Sheva Shoyis, only the first 7 hours of the day, Shirei Korbin Musaf, Kor of Olachat Sheva Shoyis. So you see, Klo, the side of Tfilas is connected to Kabonis. Right, V'yezelhi mincha g'deylo, what's called mincha g'deylo? That means the zman where you can first start davening mincha, and that's the zman when korban shel bein habayim, the earliest zman you could bring it, mishay shoy somachta. It's from 12 and a half, from half an hour after chatzos. Mishay shoy somachta, 60th hours. Usually means 12 and 12:30. Ulamala. V'yezelhi mincha katana, what's called mincha katana? Which just means this was the zman when Metchil used to bring the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim. That's Mitei Shoy Shomachta. From 9 and a half hours, not. The zman in Shoy will be around 3:30. Trashi Mincha Gedoylo, in Bo Lahatim, if you wanted to bring the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim early, Lahatim Tomet Shel Bein Habayim, Eino Yocho Lahatimoy, Koydim Shei Shoy Shomachta. You can't bring the Tomet earlier than 6 and a half hours. Why? The Bein Habayim Ksid. The Pasuk says, bring the Tomet Bein Habayim, between the two Erevs. Now, Mechinotu Tzlolei Erev, that means when the sun already starts coming towards Marv, returning back home. Mishachama Noit L'Marv, when the sun starts turning back to Marv, west. דהיינו משש שויך צמחצה, ולמעלה. יום אמר, חצי שש, that means 11 and a half hours, וחצי שבע, till 12 and a half hours, till 12 and till 12:30, חמה נדס בריש קולודם. Then the sun is mamish right on top of you. The end surikia. But right after the sixth and a half hour of the day, that's when the sun already starts turning towards Mara and starts going back home. So that's called Bein Harbayim. In between when the sun is turning back home and gets home. That's when you gotta bring the Tormit Shabbein Harbayim. So that's the Zman of Mincha Gedolah when you start davening Mincha. Mincha Ketana, the Trashi Zman, Tormit Shabbein Harbayim. This was the Zman when the Beis Hamikdash used to actually bring the Tormit Shabbein Harbayim, B'chol Yoyim. Miteisha Shoyes to Machta, from 9.5 hours of the day at 3:30. Olamala Gribnan, but Tom and Nishchat. Nishchat Bishmoino Machta used to make the Shchito 8.5 hours of the day. The Korvum, where they Machta, when they bring the Hakrova, the Zrik of the Dam, Miteisha Umachta, 9.5 hours. Hosam before his time, there explains why they waited an hour in between. Right? So that's Mincha Gedela and Mincha Ketan. Teisha Umachta, Olamala. Iboilahu. Rabbi Yehuda, plag mincha kama koma, or plag mincha achreina koma. If Yehuda holds like half of the zman ha-mincha, does he mean from plag mincha kama means from mincha gedola? It means start counting from like 12:30, from 6.5 hours until the night time, which is 5.5 hours. Take these 5.5 hours and divide it in half. You get like 2 3/4 of an hour. So 2 3/4 of an hour after 12:30, that's the end of Zman Mincha. Oy no plag Mincha Chreinikom, and that's where we hold. It means you take from the Mincha Kitana, that means from 9.5 hours until 12 o'clock, which is 2.5 hours, and divide that in half, which is an hour and 50 minutes. So that's how you get plag HaMincha is 1 hour and 50 minutes before Shkia. They should take Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours, until Laila, which is 12 o'clock. So you have 2.5 hours, divided in half, that's how you get Plag HaMincha. So now in the Sufi, does Plag HaMincha mean from Mincha Gedola divided by half, or from Mincha Ketana divided by half? Toshima, Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Plag HaMincha Achroina Omru. Plag HaMincha, he says, how long you have Mincha, to Plag HaMincha of the second man. Vehi, what is that? Yud Alev Shoyes Chosar Revi. That's like 11 hours, that means 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkiyas Hachama. That's the Zman of Plag HaMincha. Well, Susis Megeya, that's the earliest time that you could have a Marav on Erev Shabbos. You want to make Kabbalah Shabbos early, you'll have to make it an hour and 15 minutes before Shkiyas. That's called Plag HaMincha, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, up until then you could have a Mincha, and from then on you could have a Marav. Rashi plag mincha achreino cholok es day shoyes tamachta. A mincha katana starts at 9.5. So you have 2.5 hours left till 12. So take these 2.5 hours on the sorim b'yoyim. V'tinsa plag achrein shom mincha. Divide that in half. That's called plag hamincha. That means miyud alef shoyes chos reveal amala from 11 hours less 15 minutes. That means an hour and 15 minutes before shkia. So tomorrow the Kurin name a good. So these are the brises. So the kids were bringing a whole list of brises here that Tfila was Masakin Kineged Kabonis. That's why you have this man Plagim Mincha and Shachris all Zmanim when the Tumor was brought. So tomorrow the Kurin name a Tevet Tufta the Abyssi Reb Chanina should be the Tiyuft on him that he said Kabonis was Kineged the others. Or Malach Abyssi Reb Chanina. They were the first ones to massacre in such an union of Davin. For just the Yasam Chinu Rabbon and Akabonis, with Rabbon and the main master that the Zman and Mutfilo should be connected to Kabonis, and I'll bring you proof of this. Dilo temochi, we're not going to serve this, Dilo temochi. Tfilas musav of Yosef Rechanino, man tikne, how do you have tfilas musav? There's no office connected tikne, connected musav. Ella, what do you have to answer? Tfilas of a tikne, true, the first one to mistake in the tfilah was the office. But the sanchunu rabbonon akabonis, rabbonon mein asmatim, rabbonon isbanim, hatolu in the kabonis, and therefore the rabbonon will make it with tfilas musav
on the Yom Tov, on days that they brought the Korban Musaf.
Rashi, Hilotem Hochi, to might be Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina, to Rabbonin Asam Chino HaKabonis, he's not masking himself, she's afraid to speak in Ege Kabonis, Tfila Samusofen, Man Tikno, El HaKochach Rabbonin Asam Chino HaKabonis, Rabbonin made this Asmachtik in Ege Kabonis, Vichy Aino, Vumusofen, Vumloit Motsu, Tfila, Kinegdo, Omduhem Vatiknu, when it came that there's an Indian to bring a Korban Musaf on Shabbos, connect with this Korban. So that's where we hold. Right. We have Yehuda Oyman now at Abra Shoyz. That's where we hold that Shachar Shekadav in the first 4 hours of the day. Ibrahimu. At Riyad Bechlau, he says until the fourth hour. Does it mean including the fourth hour also? I do ma'ad below Yad Bechlau. No, only up until the fourth hour, the first 3 hours of the day. For as soon as it comes to the beginning of the fourth hour, or the Zoya of Yehuda, Haina Rabbonim, and they're both saying the same Shita. Mincha, of course, you have Yehuda, is Arklad, and Mincha means including the last half, which means until Shkia, and the Rabbonim also say Kedav and Mincha, until Shkia Tachama. So where's the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbonim then? So Drashi, Haina Rabbonim. So Kesakot Adas, you have Yehuda, Plag Achroin, Shal Mincha, Achroin, Kama. That's what he says, Arklad, and Mincha means until the last half of Mincha. Which he said now, Plaga Mincha means we're taking Mincha Katana, starts at 9:30 until 12 o'clock, the 2.5 hours, divided in half, you have an hour and 15 minutes this side, an hour and 15 minutes this side. So Yehuda says you could have it up until the last hour and 15 minutes. So if you say when he says up until then, he's including that man, so he needs to say that you could have Mincha, Mamash until Shkia. So the Zayda Ramas, the same sheet of the Rabbanan. Where's the Machlokes? Elamai, what do you have to say? Ad, for Loyad Bechlau.